Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be today? What's going on in your reality, in your universe? This is Ximena, your host, and Marlena. Hi, Marlena. How are you? Seems like we're having some communication problems. Let me put her on mute. So let's go ahead and talk about letting things go. Last week we talked about letting go of what happens when things do not work out as planned. You lose a job, you lose something unexpected happens, and life is just throwing your curve. So what happens then? Are you trying to hang on to things? Are you trying to hang on to other people who are just not wanting to be with you anymore? So everywhere that you are making yourself less by trying to, you're making yourself less and trying to get somebody to stay with you out of sympathy, out of whatever it is that you're trying to do it, to have them hang with you, to have them stay with you, are you willing to let that go? Because if they're not willing to be there on their own, do you really want somebody's company who's not there 100% for you? Have you ever heard that quote saying, it's lonely in a relationship? That's so true. It is so lonely. Sometimes you're in a relationship, but if the individual you're in a relationship with does not want to be with you, or you no longer feel that connection with the being, and it's so much better to be alone, because being alone, at least you get the opportunity, you have the chance that if you meet someone, you can start a relationship with them. But if you are in a relationship with somebody and it's not a happy relationship, or you're not happy, they're not happy, you can't even do that. And you just, it's something that even if you try to do it, you just make yourself wrong, because although there's nothing wrong, I mean, society is still, at least the society in the U.S. still sees having affairs as something of a taboo. If you go to Europe, if you go to France, having affairs is no big deal. Most people have them. They have a mistress on the side. They have somebody on the side. But in the States, it's still taboo. So, but if you're trying to stay with someone and you're not happy, that's when you really come to where it's good to stay in that situation or not, because you're just more lonelier than you would be if you were by yourself. This past week, I had a client who came, and he's very much trying to hold on to things, or trying to hold on to things. In this case, it's a business that A, he doesn't want to run anymore. B, he feels that he's got the obligation to continue to run it because it's a family business. And if for some reason or other you don't want to do something, you start, remember I said that you are always creating your life, but the question is, what are you creating? So with this individual, he is creating decline for the business. The business doesn't like him also, he knows the business knows that the individual doesn't want to be there. So the business is saying, okay, what do you want me to do? And you want me to start declining so that you can get rid of me? Fine, that's what I'm going to do. Because everything wants to contribute to you. Everything in the universe wants. And believe it or not, a declining in sales, it's a contribution to this individual. Because if there's a decline in sales, eventually there's not, the entity is going to go away. He's going to have to do away with it, right? So the entity, in the business, it's contributing to him by saying, okay, we're going to decrease our sales, and eventually there's not going to be any more sales. So what are you doing? What are you creating in your life that if you were to drop your barriers, if you were to say, okay, what do I want? You will let things go, and you don't have to struggle with it. And when I say things, that could be relationships, could be friendships. It could be things in your life, like material things. If you go look at your closet, how much of your closet do you wear? And what would it change for you to, if you were to give the 70% that you do not wear, if you were to give it away, get rid of it, so that you give the opportunity for new things to come into your life. See, everything holds energy. So if you still have your wedding dress from a marriage that's no longer active, that you have already signed the divorce papers, but you still have your wedding dress. That's holding on to energy. And what is that energy saying? So everywhere you've been holding on to all these memories and all this, and you're just not willing to let go. But that is what's keeping you stuck where you are. Are you willing to let it go now? And everything else and other. Destroy and create. See, we're not here on this planet to suffer. We are not. We are here on this planet to enjoy life. We're here to experience what's like to be in a physical body, what's like to experience air, what's like to experience water on our skin. That's what we're here for. Everything else is to enhance our lives. Everything else. Being pets, being family, being enjoyable others, being friends, being materials, your homes, your plants, they're here to enhance your experience. But when you hold on so tight to it, you do not allow it to go, and therefore you do not allow new things to come into your life. So where are you holding on tight to things? This is what I tell my clients when they come to me and I see the pattern that starts developing where they're stuck. But we identify the patterns that they are not willing to let go of things. I give them $2, one to hold on their right hand, one to hold on their left hand. And then they're holding on to it because that's what they do. And then I give them a $5 bill. But they have no hands to hold on to the $5 bill because they're so busy holding on to the $1 bill. The $1 bill, then they have the opportunity to catch the $5 that's coming their way. But that's what we do. That is exactly what we do when we hold on to things. And this is not just for you. I'm not preaching to you guys. This is for me too. And this is something that I've been learning. What happened to me was during the spring cleaning, I think. Everybody does the spring cleaning of their homes when the first days of spring or so. And that's what I usually do too. So I pick one room to throw a lot of things that I don't use. And this one occasion, I chose my closet. Out of my closets, two closets in my bedroom, I got rid of 30 pairs of shoes. And when I said 30% of what you wear in your closet, I was being generous. What I wear out of my closet must be like, of shoes, must be like maybe 10%. And I threw away 30 pairs of shoes, and I still have another 30 pairs left. And it was just, they were too expensive, and how can I throw it away? I only wore it a couple of times. Or, oh my gosh, these are so cool, you know, I love the heels. And that's what we get into. Oh, we cannot throw this away, it was too expensive. Oh, we cannot throw this away because so-and-so bought it for me. Oh, we cannot throw this away because whatever excuse we come up with. But as soon as I gave away all those clothes and all those shoes, there was such a huge relief that went with all that stuff. And it really made the energy of the house seem lighter. So everywhere that you're holding on to old stuff, are you willing to let it go? Things that you're holding on to are not going to keep people in your life. People that you're holding on to by force, I want to say blackmail, because there is emotional blackmail that happens when you know, oh, if you leave me, I won't survive. Or if you leave me, what am I going to do with myself? I cannot survive on my own. It's emotional blackmail that you hold on by manipulation. Do not last. And doesn't bring you joy. It does bring you some kind of a minimal and a temporary satisfaction that you have control over somebody. But eventually, there isn't that, because they will walk away and then you're going to be wondering what you could have done. And then instead of using this time to trying to hold on to someone who's not there for you, what if you're giving up on the opportunity of somebody who would be there for you to come into your life? Because when something goes, the void, there's nothing that the universe doesn't allow there to be a void. So either you choose not to, let's say a relationship goes away. Now, it's your choice whether you want to replace that relationship with another relationship. And then the relationship that comes is usually better than the one you had before. Think about your relationship. Have they always been the same? Now, if they have, what can you choose different for you to have a better relationship? What can you, and we're talking about, see, when we talk about dating and stuff like that, we always go for the same type of people. What if you were to broaden your horizon and to say, hey, you know, maybe this time I want to be with somebody who's not what you should go with. But you know what your type is. Everybody knows what their type is. So why don't you go, instead of going, you know, go with somebody who is a little bit different. A little bit different. So you don't have to go completely, you know, deviate from it. But you can go ahead and change it a little bit. Otherwise, you know, doing the same thing over and over again is the signs of insanity or so. So everywhere that you've been holding on to things and expecting things to be different, are you willing to let that go? And everything that is, destroying and create. Right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm powerful, my shirts within my own. Wow. So the energies lately, and now that we're going into Mercury retrograde, has been quite, quite unmerciful to all of us. If you were holding on to things, if you're holding on to things, the energies will just take it out of your grasp and throw it away if it's not to your highest benefit. So either you do it by choice, or it will be done for you by the energy. And a lot of people are going through this. A lot of people are going through separations in relationships. They are losing their things. They are their cars and everything that is no longer vision to them, to their lives. They're living their reality. It's being taken away from them. So everywhere that you've been fighting to not let this go, are you willing to let it go and just have peace with ease and grace with all these changes that are coming and happening to your life, then everything just allow that strength and create right, wrong, good, and bad, but I'm powerful, my church, between me and oh my gosh, that's a lot of you guys. Oh, that's a lot of you guys. Oh, my head is spinning. So, everywhere that you've been holding on and hoping that by holding on you will change, instead of, what is it? If you love something, set it free, and if it comes back to you, it's yours. I remember seeing this was back in 1980, I think it was. But that is so true. Don't try to keep anything by creation. That doesn't work. And right now, the energies are so ready for you to start clean, for you to start a new life, a new adventure. Remember, anybody, everybody, anything, everything, it's here as an enhancement in your travel. Sometimes people are here to accompany you for a little bit, for one day. Sometimes they're here for a season. Sometimes they're here for longer than that. You have to find the happiness in you for you to be happy. Somebody else cannot make you happy. And trying to keep them by manipulation doesn't work, because eventually they go away. Eventually they find it and they get angry because they know something is not right there. And then you end up with nothing. So everywhere that you have been using manipulation to hold on to others instead of letting them choose for themselves if they want to stay with you or if they want to go, will you destroy and create it all sensitive to me? Right, wrong, good, and bad, para, para, from the shores, with and beyond. And you know what? It's good to have that policy that, you know, you're here while convenient for us, because otherwise you make them your life. And they, when you make someone else your happiness, that is where you get in trouble, because if they're no longer around you, then you perceive yourself not to be happy anymore. And how wrong is that? Because the happiness is in you. You don't have to have someone. You don't have to have something to be happy. It's all inside of you. We are here to experiment. We are here to learn what's life, what's like to live in a physical body. Everything else is just an experience. Everybody else is just an enhancement to your life. So everywhere that you have been deciding that you must be with so-and-so or you must have so-and-so, are you willing to let that go? Sometimes when you let it go and you don't have any attachments to it again anymore, that's when more things come to you. And even maybe the thing that you're trying to hold on so tightly with, it will come back to you. But it's all about not being neutral about it, not being so for or against it. And everything that is will be destroyed and created all things that are Brian, wrong, good, and bad, put on back on my shirt, working beyond. There you go. So everywhere that you have been thinking that this life is so hard, that this life is so unjust, but that's only a point of view, okay? So let's go ahead and change that so that we have, remember, your point of view creates your reality. Your reality does not create your point of view. So let's go ahead and change that point of view, and let's give it a point of view that everything comes to you with ease, joy, and glory. And you're here to have fun. You're here to enjoy life. You're here to just experiment and experience life and what else is possible. Okay? So let's go ahead and give you an activation that is gonna make it so that you have more ease in grace, in joy, in glory, while embodied in this physical body. Okay? So if you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this at this time. Come back to us, and the energies are going to be recorded. And you can listen to this anytime you want to. And I will go ahead and start. Let's go ahead and start the energies. In order to receive the energies, let's be grounded. So imagine roots growing out of the feet, deep and wide, deep and wide. Now allow the energies from the mother to come up your roots, up your feet, up and out your crown. There you go. Allow the energies to flow, smooth and even. Smooth and even. Let the energies flow. Allow the energies from the Creator to come down. To come down on your crown. To let you know you get to taste what it's like to live in joy and with ease in everything in that you do. Peace with relationship. Peace with money. Peace with your daily activities. With your friendships. With your job, business. Allow the energies to come and release everything that's holding you back from knowing what, having ease, having joy, and experiencing this, in experiencing ease and joy in your life. Living it. Go ahead and expand these energies to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes as well. Go ahead and expand the energies to your lineage. Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, your siblings, and the future generation. Allow the energies to release everything that's holding you back from knowing what, living in ease, joy, grace is about. Go ahead and ground the energy. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the earth to come up your roots, up your feet, up your torso, and out your crown. Ground, ground, ground. Serving the energies from the mother. Through your body and out your crown. There you go. Good job. When you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face. And open your eyes. Take a deep breath. And exhale. How you guys do? How you be? Let's see if we can open the mics. Last time we were getting a nickel. Hello? You're on the air. Marlena? our lives. We don't have to make anything hard for us. So what would it take for us to have more ease, more joy, more glory in our lives? To know that we are the ones in control of it. And don't try to hold on to things or other beings. The more you try to hold on to things and other beings, the more they're going to fight you. And they are going to want to go away. It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. Everywhere they've been doing that, destroying and creating. Right, wrong, and bad, put on back, unless you're sleeping beyond. It's time to have fun. It's time to enjoy life and to know that you can have ease, joy, grace in everything you do. There's nothing that you want to be hard in life. That's one thing, and we won't talk about that today. We'll talk in another show. But you could have ease. Do away from the drama. Do away from wanting to be the damsel in distress. Do away from wanting to be the savior of all mankind. Just be you. Just be you. You don't have any responsibility to anybody or anything. You take care of you, you're going to see everybody else changing around you. But you have to take care of you first. It's been a pleasure. We shall see you again next week. Have a great week. Bye-bye.